throughout. So the Lord will do all to the peoples of whom you are afraid. Jeremiah 32:17 says, Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Imagine the power of God, who could set creation in order with his fingers. And as we look throughout Scripture, 17 times the Bible talks about the mighty hand of God. 16 times it talks about the outstretched arm of God. I want you to think about this for just a second, because it always talks about the outstretched arm of God. Singular. God can do all that. Excuse me. God can do all that with one arm tied behind his back. Now, this is my challenge for us today. Imagine what he has done with two outstretched arms. The hands that healed nations stretched out on a tree, we just say. That's what it took. Is two outstretched arms. Father, we come before you reminded of the outstretched arms of Christ on that cross. And Father, that mighty work that he did to redeem us back to you. Father, we come today to remember him. We come today to honor him. And more importantly, Father, we come today to worship him. And so, Father, as we partake of these emblems today, as we partake of the bread, we will remember the body of Jesus that was abused in so many ways. And Father, his arms nailed to the cross, being outstretched in a way, Father, to show his power and also to show his love. And Father, as we partake of this juice, that we might be reminded of the blood of Christ, which washes away our sins and redeems us back to you. Father, we thank you for that. It's in his holy name that we pray, in the name of Jesus.